The church has the responsibility of safeguarding, protecting, and administering sacraments, and it takes its job very seriously. If you think about anything related to the church, it usually deals with a sacrament. Our laws, rules, guidelines, in a way we have them because they are meant to protect our sacraments and their availability. Now, the reason why we value sacraments so much is because we believe that they were instituted or given to us directly by Christ. And as such, sacraments are a continuation of Jesus' work here on earth. Sacraments allow us to grow closer to God, to feel His love, His grace, to receive His strength, encouragement, to help us both glorify Him and sanctify the world. Confirmation is one of these sacraments. In confirmation, the Holy Spirit, which we receive in baptism, is sealed. It is sealed in us, leaving an indelible mark and maturing the gift of the Holy Spirit within us. I received the sacrament of confirmation as an adult, and maybe in the future I'll tell you my conversion story. But I remember going to confirmation classes and then to a confirmation retreat. And during this, the facilitator asked us and taught us about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And he told us that we had received them at baptism, but that we were to pray for the gifts that we wanted, that we were to pray for the ones that we particularly thought that caught our attention, that we were to pray for the ones that maybe we were lacking or that we needed more of. And I remember praying and asking for the gift of wisdom. Yes, I know that I am evidence that God doesn't always answer our prayers, but that's a different story. But if you had asked me why I pray for wisdom, I guess I was intrigued by wisdom. I truly didn't know what it truly meant, but I was interested in it. I had heard the story of King Solomon and how he was the youngest king that had the wisest mind, and he was given the most wisdom. And I guess I didn't read the whole story because at the end he actually moved away from God. But that's a different story. I believe that as a whole, society values wisdom. We tend to look for wise people to counsel us, to guide us. We look at wisdom as an attribute to emulate or to desire. But I think that we look at wisdom particularly as the ability to discern or to make decisions, maybe having knowledge or intelligence, maybe good judgment, or just an element of experience. If I were to ask you to imagine someone who was wise, I think that most of us would probably think of someone who was of older age. And the reason is because we associate wisdom with experience. The longer you live, the more you have experience. The longer you live, the more you have encountered. The longer you live, the more mistakes that you probably made and the more that you could guide us on. There's a saying in Spanish that says, the devil knows more because he is old than because he is the devil. And it goes back to the idea that wisdom is associated with experience, with age, with knowledge. And I would say that that is what we would consider common wisdom. But if we think about the readings from today, I think it brings us to a different type of wisdom, and I will call that true wisdom. The book of Proverbs, which we attribute to King Solomon, who again was the wisest king, describes wisdom as inviting people to a feast for all, but especially for those in need, those who were lacking. It says, come, eat, drink at this feast. Everything has been prepared for you. If you partake of this feast, you may live. It is interesting to me because wisdom is not being tied to knowledge or understanding, yet it is being linked to eating, to drinking, to life or death. St. Paul, in his letter to the Ephesians, also tells us to be wise. But he says that we are to be wise by taking advantage of every opportunity. And he gives us a great insight into what it is to be wise about. He says, understand what is the will of the Lord, giving thanks always and for everything. And then to confuse things a little more, if we look at the gospel, we find Jesus speaking about living forever, and he says that in order for us to live forever, we need to eat his flesh and drink his blood. So what can we make of all this? How can this all be linked to true wisdom? I believe that St. Paul is telling us that true wisdom is getting to know God's will, and that his will is for us to live forever. But he tells us that in order for us to live forever, we need to eat. Just like physically, in order for us to live, we need to eat. So since we have this need, wisdom is inviting us to a feast, to a banquet. The table is set and food is ready. This feast that we are invited to is an invitation to eat from the bread of life, to eat the body and the blood of Jesus. St. Paul says that we are to give thanks always and for everything. And the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. We're being called to be Eucharistic, to be thankful always. Now, the church safeguards and protects the sacraments because the sacraments were not only instituted by Christ, but we believe that the sacraments are Christ. These sacraments allow us to receive true wisdom, which allows us to know God's will. God's will is for us to be saved, to live forever. Therefore, wisdom is inviting us to a feast, to a banquet. Wisdom is inviting us to eat the bread of life that will grant us eternal life. The question for us today is, do we want to be wise? Welcome to the table. As the psalmist says, taste and see the goodness of the Lord.